We have 10-year-old Alexa on hold.
Drew Garabo, the junior dating service host.
Alexa said that she wished to have a date with my 12-year-old son. So, Alexa, thank you for your patience. I have confirmed that my son is home.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you talk to him, and I'm going to set up the phone call first, okay?
Okay.
Alexa, how's your small talk game? Is it pretty strong?
Yeah.
Sounds
okay.
Like it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. By the way, if you're on hold for It's Okay, It's Not Okay, stand by. We'll be right with you.
Is this okay or is this not okay?
I feel like this is definitely not okay. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, oh, God.
Okay. Do you want him to go on the date?
Nope.
Oh.
You got the chaperone.
Yeah, nope.
Can we still go for yogurt?
Yeah. Go to yogurtology.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Not that much.
How's your day at school?
Pretty good.
Excellent. I bet you're wondering why I'm calling you right now.
Yep.
Okay. There's a 10-year-old girl who called the radio program today. Her name is Alexa. The reason that she called the show is it says she wants to go on a date with Xander. So I have her on the phone right now. She's 10. Be nice. And Alexa, please meet Xander, my son. Xander, please meet Alexa, daughter of Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So, how's life? That's a conversation starter.
No, you did. That's a great job, bud. How's life, Alexa?
Good.
Okay.
Do you want to ask Xander how his life is going?
How's your life?
Pretty good.
Okay.
So, you getting good grades?
Alexa, you asked if you were getting good grades.
Yeah.
Well, I am too.
Good for you.
Wow. Well, I can see you kids have a lot to talk about. Alexa, where would you like to go on your first date with Xander?
Where he wants to go?
I don't know.
What kind of things do you like to do, Alexa?
Well, I like to roller skate, and I like to sing.
She likes to sing and she likes to roller skate.
A little karaoke.
All right.
Karaoke, little
kid karaoke.
Yeah, little kid karaoke roller skating. Maybe a roller skating karaoke party.
At the same time.
Oh, God.
Do you like Froyo?
I can't sing.
No, Xander, but you could watch her sing. See, part of male female relationships is pretending that you're interested in the things that the females are interested in.
That's very true.
I got a good conversation starter.
Go ahead, Seth.
All right, so Alexa, what's your favorite toppings for Froyo?
I like the little round balls that pop in your mouth.
Oh, Xander, she said she likes balls that pop in her mouth.
I can make that happen.
This took a bad turn.
Okay, well, I'm sure Joe All right. Well, listen.
That was a joke, by the way. Don't take that seriously.
I know. We know. Well, all right. Alexa, we'll get your number. And Xander, thank you for joining us. We'll I'll text you in a minute, okay?
All right, you too.
But, Alexa, thank your dad very much. And I can see we did not make a love connection today, but I appreciate the call.
Okay.
So
you did great.
You did great. Call us back next week, and we'll see if you and Xander can go out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Drew Garabo Live is back.
You know, my son has approached that age where girls are now pretty interesting. And I'm sure you guys remember that as well.
Oh, yeah.
12, 13.
22 for me.
Where girls become very, very interesting. So this girl, let's call her Mary. Her name's not Mary, but let's call her that. I want to protect the innocent. She has been giving my son somewhat of cross signals.
Oh.
Nothing dirty. But, like, she says that she wants a taller guy. She says that he's a great friend. But she's also kind of, like girls do, giving him some romantic signals.
Man, how do they learn how to play the game so early on?
I don't know.
Social media.
Girls, man. They become girls. Like, I don't know how it happens. So they text each other just about every night and then sometimes in the morning before school, too. So she texts him about 9-something last night, informing him that tomorrow, meaning today, is her birthday. And that she would like a chain wallet for her birthday. Right? A red and black chain wallet.
Oh, she knows exactly what she wants.
For her birthday. To which I had the initial reaction that you guys did.
Wait, are we talking skater chain wallet, Nikki?
Yeah.
Or is there some sort of new chain wallet for women that we're unaware of?
No, that's the only one I know
yeah,
of.
Yeah, skater chain wallet, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, except she doesn't skate, she rollerblades.
Are you laughing that she wanted a chain wallet or laughing that she had the audacity to tell him that she wanted a gift, period?
Right.
I'm laughing at both.
Okay, yeah.
That's the reason I laughed as well, to both of those.
She's using him.
Well, thank you, but she might be.
She might be.
So when my son asked me if we could go make a run to the mall at 9:15 last night,
that's pushing it.
I said we're not going to the mall to get a girl who isn't even your girlfriend yet a chain wallet. And the crestfallen look on his face destroyed me, like cut a hole in my stomach. So I said the malls are closed right now. Let's make a run to Whammy World, which is what we call Walmart. So his face lit right up, and I said I don't know if they're going to have chain wallets, but if they do and it's a reasonable price. We'll go, because he had already researched it online. He looked up chain wallets.
What was your cutoff price point for a chain wallet?
Well, $30.
Oh, wow. I went $20.
Well, right. I want to allow for a little inflated price. Like online, you're looking at them, they have these brand names for $680. And I said, we'll go to Whammy World and we'll see if they've got one. So we're wandering the Whammy World, and I feel like an irresponsible parent because it's close to 9:30, 9:45. It's a school night. Then I see 6-year-old kids in there, and I think, well, by comparison, I guess I'm not so bad. My son is asking me to ask someone for help, which I don't know if you ever tried to ask anyone in Walmart or Whammy World for help. It's not easy.
Good luck.
Yeah. So we look everywhere. Finally, I gave up. I asked someone, and they showed me. They've got one type of chain wallet, and it has skulls on it.
Yeah.
So that's what we got. He was elated. I mean, he was so thrilled that we were able to find a chain wallet at Whammy World. And I got a box of Count Chocula, too, because they're in season right now. Count Chocula, Frankenberry.
That's two different sections of the store.
Well, we trust me when I say we circumnavigated that bitch.
Okay, I'm not a parent, but if my daughter comes home with a chain wallet with skulls on it that she got from a boy, I'm asking a lot of questions, and I might even call you.
I was hoping that would happen. I secretly, I'm hoping that the parent might try to reach out and get in touch with me.
Over a wallet?
Well, over a boy that is buying her a $20, $30 wallet, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because this girl is the same age as, I think she's turning 13. And I'm anxious to see what happens, but I wonder, like, what advice am I supposed to impart at this point in time? Because I think she might be using him, too. When she said she wanted a red and black plaid chain wallet, I thought, she's got my son for a sucker.
She does, because only girls, like, tell guys what they want.
Right.
When they're not dating to get it.
Right.
How many other guys did she text and said, I want this particular gift?
She got 14 wallets today, Garabo.
Gotten 12 wallets, a couple of
chained them all together.
Louboutin shoes.
Balloons,
like cake, everything. I know. So I told him, look, here's what you need to learn about women. And he said, what? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm 46 and I still haven't figured anything out about them. But sometimes girls will use you and they will play with your emotions.
Well, you're an accomplice on this.
Yeah. Well, I'm an enabler is what I am.
Yeah.
Because I got the wallet.
Man, I support him in getting the wallet for her because I would do the same thing. But that still doesn't seem right.
something about it did not pass the smell test for me either, especially that she was so specific. She told him late at night, but what a valuable lesson to learn that sometimes girls will take advantage of your attraction to them.
Well, yeah, now what happens? He gives her the wallet. He's probably hoping to become her boyfriend.
Oh, he is.
And then if that doesn't happen today, how's he going to deal with it?
That's what I told him. I said, you've got to be fully prepared for the fact that she just wants the wallet from you. Then she's going to have the conversation. I really like taller guys. You're a great friend to me, but I like you as a friend, and that's it.
She's a 12-year-old stick-up artist. She said, hey, give me your chain wallet with the skulls on it, red and black, and you made it happen.
I feel like this might have been a shakedown, but I'm trying to believe in the good in people. She calls him Dr. Phil because he listens to all of her problems.
Uh-oh. Oh, friend zone for real.
Well, but sometimes I told him, like, if she says she just wants to be friends now, that doesn't mean friends forever. You can be in the friend zone for a while, and then when you least expect it, when Harry met Sally, boom.
Did your son not listen to my journal segments? This is exactly what happened. Ashley wanted a wallet, and now look what happened.
Oh, geez. I instructed him not to listen to those journal segments. But anyway, I just don't know what type of advice I'm supposed to dole out to the young man, because he's in for a lifetime of girls.
You know what? Her parents need to talk to her about asking boys who she's not dating for wallet presents. And all parents need to talk to their daughters tonight. I can't believe at 12 years old, they already know how to manipulate guys.
Oh, yeah. How do they learn that so quickly?
Apparently, they're born with it.
Are we that easy to manipulate? Are we that easily led by our hearts, our wieners, our emotions, our brains, or lack thereof?
Definitely.
Because it's like she's a pro already, and she's 13. She plays instruments in the band, and maybe she played my son like an instrument.
By the time she's 16, she's going to have a car paid for by a man who's probably in college, rent paid for, jewelry. She's going to have it all.
I'm just so...
So what'd you tell him?
Well, I told him we'd get the wallet because I always want him to be able to have whatever he wants to make someone else happy. I'm always going to be the guy who helps that. So, and I don't know.
So when you talk to him again, he'll give you a follow-up on how this all went down.
I was kind of hoping we could call him today around 4:30 and touch base and see if he's willing to talk to us about it.
Well, nothing's good. Nothing good could come of today unless she said, hey, I really appreciate this. Let's be boyfriend and girlfriend.
I think that's what he's hoping for.
That's all you can hope for.
No, right. Well, but then you're teaching him that if he buys gifts, then he gets the girl.
But what are we teaching him? That if he buys gifts, he doesn't get anything?
He shouldn't have bought the gift, probably.
Well, maybe that's a lesson we have to learn the hard way. He's not out $30, but I'm out $30.
Yeah.
But when I said we weren't going to go to the mall and I saw the look on his face, he didn't argue back because he knows I make the rules, but he was like, okay, Dad.
Here's what I'm thinking. This is obviously hindsight's 20/20. You don't get her exactly what she wants, but you get her a little birthday present just to see how she reacts. Like, hey, here's some Skittles and here's a little card that I made you. Or here's something small just to show you that I care. But I'm not getting you exactly what you want.
And also, if you think about this. This was a teaching moment.
Yeah.
And he's going to learn a lesson one way or the other. It only cost him $20 to learn this lesson.
Precisely.
So
that's my look. Like, the worst case scenario, she takes the wallet, says, thanks, sucker. Now I'm going to go French out with Miguel in the first row. And then he learns a very difficult lesson the very difficult way.
It's the first of many, probably.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. By the way, my son said it is okay if we check in with him about an update for the wallet chain girl.
Okay. Do we know if...
I don't know anything.
We don't know if they're officially a couple or.
No, we got a second here. Let me.
Okay.
Let me
I hope you grab that chain.
I know they're not. I don't think they're a couple. If you missed it yesterday, my son made us go to Wally World in the middle of the night, the night before last night, to go get a wallet chain for this girl. He's not dating her. He's interested in her, and he's learning the hard way about girls and how manipulative they can be.
Hello?
What's up, Bubs?
Nothing much.
Uh-oh. You don't sound very happy. How's your day today?
Oh, no. I'm not happy.
Oh, that's good. All right. So my listening audience, I'm sure, is dying to know the progress of you and Wallet Chain Girl. When we left off,
my God.
When we left off yesterday, you had given her the wallet chain, or the chain wallet, or whatever the heck it is. Give everybody an update who isn't up to speed. What's going on with you and Chain Wallet Girl?
Nothing much.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did you have any talk about whether she likes you or not, her birthday party, et cetera?
No, she was, for some reason, she left today.
She left?
Yeah. Like earlier in the day. Like, She was here this morning, and for some reason, she wasn't here in sixth and seventh period.
Did you text her to say, hey, are you feeling okay?
I'm about to do that.
Yeah, that's a move right there. You'd be like, look, I don't want to be all up in your beeswax, but maybe you, you know, are you feeling okay? That way she'll know you care about her.
Okay.
All right.
So she's having a birthday party this weekend?
Yeah.
Are you going to it?
I don't think so.
Ooh. What reason did she get for that? Because we got her a chain wallet for crying out loud.
Well, her birthday party is on a boat, so.
A boat?
She said there's not enough room.
Oh, no.
Man.
There's enough room for that wallet chain.
So who else is going on this boat? Are there dudes going on this boat who did not get her a chain wallet?
I think.
Oh, goodness, no.
This is not acceptable.
Mm-mm.
Did she wear the wallet, the chain wallet to school today?
No.
All right. I'm very concerned about
this. I don't think you're allowed to.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
It's more of a weekend wallet.
Yeah, you probably aren't allowed to have a wallet with a chain on it in school. I didn't even think about that. Okay, that good point, bud. All right, anything else we should know about the blooming, hopeful romance between you and chain wallet girl?
No.
She doesn't know that you've been talking about her on the radio, does she?
No.
Okay, good. Let's keep it like that.
Does she know that I do a radio show?
No.
Do you think it might help the situation if she did? Like, I could get her concert tickets or something. If
not
she...
at all.
Oh. Okay, all right. So I guess you are ashamed of me and you don't want your friends to know what I do for a living, huh?
No, I'm not ashamed. It would probably make the situation worse. No offense.
You think I would make the situation worse?
Probably.
No offense.
No offense. All right. Just so you know.
You'd make it more awkward.
I'm only here to help out, my good man.
I know.
All right.
Xander, do you trust your dad when he gives you advice in this situation, or do you feel like you should kind of do your own thing?
Most of the time, I trust him.
Okay, good.
All right, good. I'm glad, because I give pretty good advice, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Like, don't go right for the pants, feel the boobs first and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I say we show up to this boat on Saturday.
I say we stop this boat.
We should get dressed as pirates.
Yeah, we brought our own life jackets. Let us on.
All right, bud. Well, thanks for letting us bother you. Have you done your homework?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good job. I will see you after the show, and I love you.
All right, you too.
Thanks, bud. See ya.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye. I don't like this girl.
He gets her a present, but he doesn't get an invite to the birthday party.
Yeah, let's call her up.
He would never let that
happen. I told Drew last night we should get our parents on the air and try to sort this whole thing out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, hello.
Put it on them.
I am Xander's father. I don't like what's going on here. My son gave your daughter a gift. Why isn't he invited on the boat?
Well, how about, hey, your daughter just came home with a chain wallet, and she got it from a guy who's not even invited to the birthday party, which means he's not in the inner circle at all. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. All right, I'm going to ask that tonight.
It's Drew Garabo Live.
I had kind of a breakthrough moment over the weekend because my son turned 13, and he invited a girl, not just any girl, but the girl, the wallet chain girl.
Wallet chain.
He invited her to the birthday party.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, she showed up.
She still had the wallet chain?
I think her dad made her return it, actually.
Oh.
I don't know how that works because I bought it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have kids, but if my 12-year-old daughter was bringing home gifts from boys, I'd have a lot of questions.
Right. But she came to the party. She seemed to have a good time.
Did she go with some of her other girlfriends?
No, she was the only girl there.
Oh.
I know. And my son, I asked him on the way back. I said, so are you interested in her? He goes, I don't think I'm going to like her anymore. I said, well, why not? He said, because it's pointless. And I said, why is it pointless? Because she's taller than I am, and she doesn't like shorter guys. So she's now about 5'6". My son's probably 5'4".
Yeah, your son's getting taller every time I see him.
That's what everybody says. And I told him, you are growing like a weed. By the end of this summer, you'll probably be as tall as I am. So don't lose interest in the girl just because she's taller now.
Yeah, he's going to be tall like his half uncle.
Tell him to start dating her best friend right now. That'll show her.
Just this, like, within the last couple of weeks, he has literally become a teenager. Like, started with the sullen kind of disaffected attitude. Like, he's gone from this amazingly affectionate kid to just kind of like last night he goes, it didn't even feel like my birthday today, or on Saturday.
It's just going to get worse.
It didn't even feel like my birthday. I go, oh, really? Because every day you get a new bed, and you get a party that costs $300, and you get a cake with Mario Kart on it from Publix that is a red velvet cake. That happens to you every day.
So what you're saying is he's morphing into a Garabo.
Yes. Unfortunate as it may be, yes. He is turning into a Garabo and a teenage version at that.
So he invited the girl, wall chain girl, to the party.
Yeah.
Which has got to mean something that she showed up, but now he doesn't think that she likes him.
Right. Even though he texted her after the party and said, would you like to hang out sometime? And she said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what I told him. I'm like, she wouldn't have said yes if she didn't want to hang out with you. Now, where are you going to hang out? What are you going to do? How does that go down? I have no idea.
This is the summer of wallet chain love.
Oh, it could be. And then one of my friends, I won't say his name on the radio, but pulled the ultimate dad move. Like, this made me respect this guy even more than I already do. He saw his son talking to the girl. Like, Xander and this guy's son were both talking to the girl, but this guy's son was maybe talking to her a little more than the dad cared for. He said, I'll talk to him about that. And I said, you don't have to do that. And he said, no, I want him to respect boundaries and know that when dudes are friends, you don't... Right? Who does that?
That's
what a great guy.
Teaching bro code early on.
He taught him bro code.
Wow. I got to know who this is. Do I know who it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who do you think? Of all the guys we know.
Galvin.
Yeah. One of the greatest guys I know. Like, I already would count him as one of my favorite people that I've ever met in my entire life.
Entire life.
Entire life.
I have so many of those.
Shut up. And to top that heap is Galvin. And when he said that to me, I was like, what a guy. What a guy thing to do.
Why did you sense that his son was talking to this girl too much?
I didn't, but he did. Like, I had no idea. And I told Xander that, and he laughed his ass off. He said, well, what do you do? Tell him not to? I said, yeah. He said, that's ridiculous. I said, you think it's ridiculous now, but you and I are probably going to have that discussion someday about another girl.
That's pretty strong parenting.
That is way strong parenting, and it's such a great friend move. And I was so impressed by that.
Well, now your son's got to go out with wallet chain girl since Galvin kind of paved the way.
But, I mean, how do they go out? Like, what do you do at 13?
They can go to the movies. They can go to the mall. They can hang out at your house in the living room.
They can play video games.
Twister?
No Twister. No video games in my house.
Why?
Can't be at your house? That's
weird, them hanging out at my house, isn't it?
It's in their... They're in the living room. It's a supervised thing.
Oh.
You're, like, in the kitchen.
But then I'm responsible.
Yeah.
What happens if I'm in the toilet, you know... Going a dude and something happens and I'm responsible.
Go before. What's wrong with you?
I can't time when things happen.
Take some Imodium.
What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, how long are you in there, man?
Forever. That's part of being a Garabo male.
Okay, so I don't know. Get one of those teddy bear babysitter cams and have that facing them while you're going to the bathroom.
I can see what you're doing out there.
The first time should be like a group outing with all their friends,
like a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
So they've had that.
Okay, something else where you're...
Laser tag?
Oh,
laser
I was going to say laser tag.
Yeah.
And what about that Ja Rule Ashanti concert coming to town
another,
in September?
Another perfect opportunity. Holla, holla. So then what? I got to arrange another outing? Because I came off $300 for that birthday party.
He can arrange it.
Okay.
What about a public pool party?
Yeah, pool parties.
Bathing
awesome.
Suits, though. You know, the people...
What? I don't know.
Kids in bathing suits. They're teenagers now. Weird, you know.
He goes to pool parties all the time.
He does?
I mean, you guys were talking to one about one a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You live in Florida.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Oh.
It's the summer.
I know. I just don't want him to grow up.
What about Busch Gardens?
That's a good idea. And I could take her. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Are you the chaperone? Are you going to stay
you
with
just
them?
Just kind of hang back.
Yeah, I'll just like, you know.
Meet me here in an hour.
Oh, no.
No, yeah, you
what
let
are
them
do? Get in the bushes?
Yes.
You let them go on the ride together.
Right.
Maybe you stay and watch, or you go in a car behind them.
Right. Well, you not that car behind
well,
them.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I don't know. What do they call themselves?
What are you doing in there? I'll let them have their freedom while they're on the Sheikra, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and then they buy one of those expensive pictures where they're freaking out on the roller coaster, and they have one of those keychains and memories forever.
Yeah, that I can get down.
Busch Gardens is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
What about Adventure Island?
Bathing suits again. I don't know.
What's the bathing suit thing?
Yeah, I just, you know, It seems weird to have teenagers in bathing suits.
He wanted to wear a blouse on the.
I'd like for them to be modestly dressed. Yes, I don't think that's so bad.
Okay.
It's Drew Garabo live.
In the continuing saga of Wallet Chain Girl.
Update.
I just when I think that it's done, he pulls me back in. I guess they were texting over the weekend, my son and the girl who he made me buy a wallet chain for her birthday.
And then she was the only girl that was at his birthday party too, right?
Correct.
And then you chaperoned a date with her and Galvin's son and your son to Busch Gardens.
That is correct also.
All right.
So they were texting, and they were texting about Sharknado, which was last night. And she asked my son if he wanted to come over and watch Sharknado.
Oh, man.
So I was out getting I was at a car dealership and getting a car because that's what people do there. What up, guys? I had to race home. My wife is there, and my son made her leave. He's like, "Dad's coming home soon. You have to leave." And I'm like, "We get along. Like, why'd you?" So I'm texting with my wife, and I'm like, "Why did he make you leave?" She said, "Because he said you were coming home. It didn't make any sense." And she said, "It's probably because he didn't want me to see him getting ready for his Sharknado party." So when I finally get home, dude has a long sleeve dress shirt on, the pair of jeans that I just bought him from Banana Republic, brand new Vans. He's got cologne on.
Oh, man, the cologne.
I know. And I said, "Did you make mom leave so that she wouldn't see you in this outfit?" And he goes, "I'm getting too old for this. Aw, crap. I don't want to hear that stuff." And I said, "Well, you could just tell her that and she would understand. I'm going to tell her anyway." So took him over there last night. They did a little swimming, watched a little Sharknado, and she's in his homeroom for next year. So this could be the first girlfriend.
What was she the only or was he the only person that went over to their house last night?
The only boy.
And how much did this cost him?
It's absolutely zero. The back to school shopping, very expensive. Okay. I went to those new Tampa premium outlets. Even though they're outlet stores, still quite pricey to go back to school shopping.
My suggestion: hit them during the weekdays. That's when they have the crazy discounts.
Oh, yeah, dumb move.
I mean, because there's no crowd
there.
Right.
This was packed. I'm going to the clearance route. Oh,
yeah.
We went to the Adidas store and he got himself a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
He accidentally had the backpack on his back while we're paying. We walked out of the store and he still had the backpack on his back. He said, "Oh my God, we got to go back. I got the backpack on." I said, "Gotta go back. Run." and then I said, "But seriously, turn around." So we went back and paid. Very reputable young man. The clerk even goes, "Wow, a lot of people wouldn't have done that." I said, "Really? A lot of people with their kid would have stolen a backpack?" Like, there are probably people listening right now, right, that would have seen their kid walk out of there with a $50 backpack and gone, "Well."
They would have looked over their shoulder to see if somebody was there.
"Oh, doesn't look like anybody's following us. Let's get the hell out of here." Uh-huh. I said, "Son, this is a very important lesson on honesty." He goes, "Honesty? That's what you're supposed to do." I said, "Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have done that."
So is he confused about where he stands with Wallet Chain Girl? Is he happy just being friends?
Well, funny you should ask that. His big objection has been his height because she's a little taller and she doesn't like shorter guys.
Didn't he give her a piggyback ride, though, at Busch Gardens?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a sturdy young man. He found out last night that he is 1/2 inch shorter than she is now. He's sprouting like a weed. So the height thing, it's not going to be an issue by the time school starts next week. So,
what, is she going to break out a measuring tape or something before she can officially date him?
No, his Vans probably give him that 1/2 inch. He's good to go.
That's right. Vans, they give you a 1/2 inch. This message brought to you by Vans. So I think things might be progressing to the point where he might have a girlfriend.
Well, you got to talk to him about this, don't you?
Yeah, he's going to need more cologne, too.
I know. I don't know what to tell him.
Has he asked you anything?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, what's he going to ask me for? Jesus Christ. You don't ask a 500-pound guy on diet tips. You know what I mean?
Like, I think he knows.
My track record, he probably uses me as a role model for what not to do. He's like, "My dad is a complete screw-up when it comes to romance. I'm going to not do the things that my dad does and do everything my dad doesn't do."
On a side note, is Sharknado a thing with the kids these days?
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't hear much about this one.
I didn't either. I didn't realize until Friday that it was on last night. I didn't watch a minute of it.
Is this four?
Fourth. The fourth Sharknado.
Oh, man, I've avoided all four of them.
Oh, man, I saw the first three, and I feel like I'm missing out on something by not watching the one that was on last night. I didn't even DVR it. My son said he didn't watch a lot of the movie. I don't know what that means.
I know. They're talking.
The family has giant schnauzers. Have you seen a giant schnauzer before?
No.
That is the...
You mean like a nose?
No, giant schnauzer. Schnauzers that are as big as giant poodles.
What?
I swear to you.
Is it a real thing?
Dude, the mom goes, have you ever seen giant schnauzers before? And I said, no, thinking that this is some dirty joke. And,
oh, you had to go inside their house?
Well, yeah, man. I want to check the place out.
That's smart. Yeah.
Might be a meth lab in there.
Exactly. Like a meth lab, a little chainsaw. Like, I want to see what they got going on in there. And they had giant schnauzers. The most bizarre looking dog I've ever seen in my life.
Did you take a picture?
No, I thought about it, but
did you tell them that their dogs were bizarre looking?
No, I said what cute little puppies yeah. you have there, people.